Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here. Welcome back to Strong Starts, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom for conquering your day and becoming the best version of yourself. Now, let's talk about mindfulness. I know what you're thinking. Mindfulness, isn't that just sitting cross-legged chanting Om? No, man, it's way cooler than that. It's about bringing 100% awareness to everything you do, even the most mundane stuff like brushing your teeth or waiting for the coffee to brew. Think of it as leveling up your everyday existence. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and suddenly realize you haven't actually processed what you just read? Yeah, that's a mindfulness deficit. But hey, no judgment here. We all get caught in autopilot mode sometimes. That's why today, we're diving deep into how to cultivate mindfulness in those everyday activities, the ones that often slip through the cracks because they feel too small to matter. Trust me, these little moments are where real-life magic happens. First off, stop multitasking like a maniac. Our brains aren't wired for it. When you try to juggle too many things at once, your attention gets scattered and nothing really gets done well. So instead of trying to conquer the world in 5 minutes, focus on one task at a time. Like, if you're washing dishes, be fully present with that experience. Feel the warm water, smell the soap, notice how the plates clink together. You'd be surprised how satisfying it can be to do something simple really well. Second, engage your senses. Ever noticed how the world is bursting with sensory input? The scent of freshly brewed coffee, the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of laughter, these are all gifts we often take for granted. When you're doing something, really pay attention to how it feels. Touch the smooth surface, listen to the rustle of leaves, inhale deeply and notice the different aromas in the air. This helps ground you in the present moment and makes even the most ordinary tasks more enjoyable. Third, ditch the internal chatter. You know that constant stream of thoughts swirling around your head? It can be a real buzzkill when you're trying to focus. When those thoughts start creeping in, gently acknowledge them, then let them go. It's like watching clouds drift by, observe them without judgment and move on. Focusing on your breath is a great way to quiet the mental noise. Just take a few deep breaths, feeling the air enter and leave your body. Simple but powerful. Next up, practice gratitude. Seriously, this one can change your whole outlook on life. Take a moment to appreciate the good things in your day, no matter how small. Maybe it's a delicious cup of coffee, a warm shower, or a friendly conversation with a stranger. By shifting your focus to the positive, you create a more joyful and fulfilling experience. And finally, remember that mindfulness is a journey, not a destination. It's about progress, not perfection. There will be days when your mind wanders, and that's totally okay. Just gently bring your attention back to the present moment. The key is to keep practicing. With time, it becomes easier and more natural, transforming your everyday life into something truly special. Now let me tell you a story about this. I was walking my dog the other day, a little dacher named Winston who thinks he's a wolf, and we were strolling through the park. It was one of those perfect autumn days, leaves crunching underfoot, sunlight filtering through the trees. But I was on autopilot, thinking about a million things, emails, to-do lists, you know the drill. Then I stopped and just looked around. The vibrant colors, the birds chirping, the smell of damp earth, it was like being transported to another world. Winston, bless his little soul, seemed unfazed by my sudden epiphany and kept sniffing excitedly at every tree trunk. But that's when it hit me, mindfulness wasn't just about sitting in meditation, it was about appreciating the little moments, even while walking a sausage dog. It's about finding joy in the ordinary. So remember, you don't need to be a Zen master to cultivate mindfulness. Start small, be present during your morning coffee, savor every bite of your lunch, listen attentively when someone is talking to you. These small changes can make a big difference in your overall well-being and help you experience life with greater intention and appreciation. Remember, folks, strong starts lead to stronger days. And today's practice. Mindfulness in the everyday. Go out there and make it a beautiful one. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of mindfulness. Leave a review if you enjoyed the podcast. It really helps others find their way here. And until tomorrow, keep striving for those strong starts. See ya.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.